T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour of Gresham Keefe is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy. Visit northeastmenshealth.com.
Or Gresham Keefe right now on WEEI.
Really quickly want to welcome James Paxton to Boston. Want to welcome Rich Hill and Jackie Bradley Jr. back to Boston. And especially want to thank Hunter Renfro, who, despite only being here for one season, made such a huge impression on all of us. It's such a huge part of what we did this past year. I know Hunter loved Boston, and it sure felt like Boston loved Hunter. And, you know, we wish him nothing but the best. Class act, great player, and a great teammate.
We loved you so much, we traded you for a guy that hits 220.
At best. Last year, he hit 163.
Oh.
Yikes. Yikes.
Golly. Yep. That was Chaim Bloom of the Red Sox, the chief baseball officer, talking about the all the moves that were made before Major League Baseball decided to just shut it down. Hour 3, Gresham Keefe, 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk begins right now here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at any time, anywhere, whenever you want, on the Odyssey app. And, Keefe, I know that we really dove into the Red Sox, the roster. That's how we kind of started the show. And we didn't get into Major League Baseball. They really did it. They really it at 11:59 last night. Rob Manfred told everybody in all 30 Major League ballparks to lock the doors, put the chain in, the big lock. Everybody is locked out, and we are now in yet another baseball work stoppage.
Yeah, it's the worst. I mean, there's not many things that can be worse for a professional sports than a lockout or a strike or just sort of a stoppage, because everybody knows how much money the players make. There's websites you can go to. You can see how much money they make. You have an idea of how much money the owners make. But when you get to a lockout or a strike, that's the focus. That becomes the number one thing that everybody's talking about. So it's not, ooh, what are the Red Sox going to do for their leadoff hitter? And, oh, are the Yankees going to bounce back this year? And, oh, what about the Mets? And nope, it's all about money. And you're like, that's the last thing fans really want to talk about, is just how much money is going on back and forth. And it makes it, you start to lose people. There are people that probably never came back from 1994, right? Like that happened, 1994, no World Series that year. That pissed off a lot of people. And maybe, you know, the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa era, maybe that brought some people back. But still, that is so bad when your sport just can't agree on how many millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions are being tossed around. Fans don't want to hear about that. And I think this past year was not only good momentum in Boston, like locally, like the team was good, but look around at how many good young players there are around baseball and how many cool stories there were. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP and being the first guy since Babe Ruth to pitch and hit and do everything like that. And now you follow up that season with, now they're going to fight for several months and, you know, at best have a shortened season next year. It's like, it just sucks.
So at 12:03 a.m. Eastern time last night, on official letterhead, when you really know that, I mean, that's the official
account. Oh, that, yeah. It's got the little seal on there.
Oh, yeah. Office of the Commissioner, Major League Baseball.
Big
Robert
time.
D. Manfred Jr.
What's the
when
D?
You get the full name.
What's the D stand for?
I don't know. By the way, John has a column up at WEEI.com comparing D's, the 29 or 2019 defense
at
of the Patriots.
D's underscore nuts
to the 2021 defense. That's at WEEI.com. So Rob Manfred put out, it is entitled A Letter to Baseball Fans.
Oh. Okay. Did this come in the mail? Where do I get this? Am I going to go home and check my mailbox?
Carrier
Manfred
pigeon.
Left me a letter? Thanks.
He did the whole, you know, by the way, this thing is long. Like, it is an official letter on letterhead that actually took up a bunch of space. He writes, among other things, about, oh, we made it through the pandemic and blah, 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 right? Here
did,
you go.
Did we, though?
Well, that's true. We're still in it, so have we really gotten through it?
We made it through. Kyle Duggar, J.J. Taylor, T.J. Watt, Patrick Peterson, all the Cowboys. But you're right, Rob. We made it through. Great.
He mentions, does Rob Manfred, how fans turned out, and it was a great year for the league, and da-da-da. And okay. Then we get, that is why I'm so disappointed about the situation in which our game finds itself today. Despite the league's best efforts to make a deal with the Players Association, we were unable to extend our 26-year-long history of labor peace. I want to explain to you how we got here and why we have to take this action today.
Nice.
We believe an off-season lockout, okay?
So I know. The season doesn't start for a couple of months. When's Truck Day? Does Truck Day get pushed back?
February 1st. Let's get Rochie on the
not
line.
Not this year.
Maybe I'll bump into Rochie here. I can ask him when it is. Mm-hmm. It says, we believe an off-season lockout is the best mechanism to protect the 2022 season. We hope the lockout will jumpstart negotiations and get us to an agreement that will allow the season to start on time.
Terrible. There's no chance it starts on time.
So, hey, we're telling all the players, F you, but we think that's the best way to go about preserving the season that could be upcoming.
It's the best. I don't think anybody out there thinks there's going to be a 162-game season. There's nobody.
I'm completely with you. And they put in here about, we began negotiations. The Players Association already had a contract that they wouldn't trade for any other in sports. How about that? The commissioner of baseball says, oh, yeah, these players wouldn't trade for any of the other collective bargaining agreements.
No, they do. They have the best one. They have the strongest one. I mean, look at those contracts. Every penny is guaranteed. I mean, and they're allowed to – there's no salary cap, so they're allowed to spend as much money as they want. Like, even in – can you imagine if the baseball salary cap structure was applied to the NBA –
oh.
Do you know what a franchise would pay LeBron James or Giannis or $50 million a year more?
It'd be through the roof.
It would be insane. It would be uncapped, and you'd be like, "All right, this is how we're going to do it." And we'll pay the luxury tax, but we're going to be in the NBA Finals every year. It would be insane if these other leagues did it. So the players do have it really good. Like, we always look at the poor football contracts. These guys sign a deal with two numbers attached. Anytime you sign a deal with two numbers, like, well, this is the one that looks crazy and pops, and this is actually the real number. Like, every time. And, like, oh, by the way, they can cut you at any time. So that real number, hang on to that real number, because you'll never see the big number that leads all the headlines. Football's the one that they need to actually have a strike or a lockout or whatever. Or a strike, I guess, by the players and hold out. But baseball, these guys do have it pretty good.
So Rob Manfred writes, only MLB has guaranteed contracts that run 10 or more years and in excess of $300 million.
Yes.
Is that a selling point to fans?
Because, not the fans. No. None of this is to fans. This is for players, though. Like, it is true. Like, so they're going to go, like, the players are all up in arms. They're like, Corey Seager just signed a 10-year, $325 million deal. What is it that you guys want again? What are you fighting against? They do. I mean, I hate Rob Manfred. I can't stand him. He's screwed up a lot of things, but he is right about that. For you can't get a 10-year deal. Even if the Golden State Warriors wanted to give Curry a 10-year deal, they aren't allowed to. They literally can't do it.
And as we talked about yesterday, maybe in baseball they shouldn't be able to.
I think they should take that away. I think that should be one of the things that they do. And they should even tell the players, like, anytime there's a negotiation, you're like, all right, give me your five things you really want, and we'll tell you the five things we really want, and then find some sort of agreement. But I definitely think they should get rid of the 10-year deal. It's screwing teams. It's screwing GMs and owner. It's not a good thing.
Manfred wrote in this, while we have heard repeatedly free agency, and they put it in quotes, broken, In the month of November, $1.7 billion was committed to free agents, smashing the prior record by nearly four times. By the end of the offseason, clubs will have committed more money to players than in any offseason in MLB history. Stop down right there, Manfred. This is where the propaganda begins, right? Number one, everybody knew there was a deadline coming up because we knew we were going to be locked out. Everybody knew that. And there was no one who said, oh, yeah, it'll get done. We have nothing to worry about. Number two, if the players are getting that, what are the owners getting? And that's the part that Rob Manfred just like, whoop, we just blow by that part of it. Well, we'll put out all this stuff about the money to the players. Well, who is the one that is signing off? Yes, I'd like to give $300 million to a player that maybe we'll send to Arizona 3 years before the end of his contract and pay him a bunch of money.
Well, I'm also convinced by, and the fact that he used that in his long letter to the fans, I'm convinced, now this would have to be off the record, but he probably talked to owners and was like, hey, by the way, if you guys spend a lot prior to the deadline, we can use that. That's a great point. That is definitely on our side. And I think teams were very willing to do that. Take a look at Texas and Seattle and the Mets. They were all that. The commissioner loves that because that's no surprise. They added up every contract spent beforehand. That was definitely, I think, there was incentive, I bet. Who knows what all the little sneaky meetings were all about, but they were definitely like, hey, go crazy right now because we are going to use that against the players.
And think about this, right? As much as I don't know if people in Texas are doing cartwheels over getting Seager signed long term, but if you're a fan, that creates the excitement, at least in that market, to where you're saying, boy, I can't wait till they come back because I want to see this guy. We're not going to be sitting around going, boy, I can't wait to see Walker and Jackie Bradley Jr.
No, but they can bank on Boston fans just being excited because it's Boston.
That's right.
Right? Whereas Texas and maybe Seattle, maybe a little bit Toronto, like some of these other teams. Well, and honestly, the Mets, because the Mets, you know, they do have a fan base, but then the fact that they just signed Scherzer, you know, they're like, of course, they're the first time they've been excited since freaking Mike Piazza was there, and they got to wait it out.
Random dogs get hit with a cat if you're a Met fan. And it ended this long missive from really propaganda from Rob Manfred. Yeah. Today is a difficult day for baseball, but as I've said all year, there is a path to a fair agreement, and we will find it. I do not doubt the league and the players share a fundamental appreciation for this game and its commitment to the fans. That's why they're bickering. I remain optimistic both sides will seize the opportunity to grow, protect, and strengthen the game we love.
It breaks your heart. It is designed to break your heart.
Yeah, what a load of crap.
But honestly, they say strengthen the game that we love, and all of the sticking points are about arbitration, salary floor, salary tax,
it's
length
all money.
Of contracts.
All money. Not about right.
Like, it's a little misleading there, Rob, when you're like, it's all about the game that we love. It's like, yeah, I guess. Because I remember growing up and my dad telling me about the Red Sox, and he was like, you know, when Wade Boggs makes this amount of money and Roger Clemens makes this amount of money, like that's all we talked about was how much money all the guys made. Like, give me a break.
It's
I could solve this easy. You just sit down with a representative from both sides, be like,
okay,
all right, here's what we're gonna do.
All
arbitration,
right.
1 year less, 8 year maximum contract, salary floor, pitch clock. Done. No more sign off or we're not playing.
They're not playing.
All right, let me have another run at it.
Yeah, number two. Here's my backup plan.
I mean, it should be easy. Like, they need to figure out a way.
Is there another way for me to come at this thing?
Nope. I think you need to. I guess the owners maybe would push back on this.
F you, Keith.
But the cap floor. Yeah, that's true. It's baseball. They'll probably just have robots argue over this. That's what it's coming down to anyway. Bring in Johnny Five and Big Hero Six and have those guys break down
the
negotiations. So, I don't know. It shouldn't be that hard to me, but apparently, because the players do, they have a great deal as it is. And it's not like they're trying to take too much away from them, but I don't know. It's just, it is frustrating that if they're going to miss games over this nonsense, but that's likely what's going to happen.
So is baseball going to get away with this? Is the game going to be damaged like it was in the mid-90s when they basically punted on a World Series, which is supposed to be the biggest thing in their sport?
See, that was so damning because of how it happened. If you are like the NBA had a lockout or two. Was it two? Was it a strike and a lockout? But either way.
Might have been a strike and a lockout.
So one was a 50-game season, if I remember correctly, and one was a 66-game season. But guess what? Both had NBA finals and an NBA champion. So you don't look back like you look at hockey and baseball. We're like, who won the title in, or who won the World Series in 94? Like, nope, nobody did. That's way more damning than a slow start. So you say, like, how bad will baseball be punished? It's like, well, how many games do they play? Because most people aren't thinking about baseball between now and March or April anyway. So if there's like a random report about how the negotiations are going, like you and I care about it, the station cares about it, you know, baseball fans care about it, but it's also, it's football season and then it's Celtics Bruins playoffs and season. But when you're actually like, hey, it's spring again and oh, they're not playing baseball. The longer that goes on, the more it affects things.
I think baseball might have figured it out in that if it affects the beginning of the season, don't let it affect your championship series. And
yeah,
there was a 95 strike, I think it was, and then there was like a 2011 lockout or something like that with the NBA. But the timing of it, it didn't really screw up the NBA finals. And maybe that's where baseball was like, hey, you know what? We're idiots, but we were real big idiots in 94 and 95
right.
When we screwed it up to that level. Now, the other interesting part of this to me, and I know this does kind of get into the business of baseball, and some people are like, eh. However, this is sexy, to say the least.
Oh, all right.
Did you see that the Oakland A's are apparently looking at a parcel of land on the Las Vegas Strip in which they would then apparently turn around and build, maybe with a little bit more public funding, just like the Raiders stadium, a billion-dollar stadium for the A's to eventually move to Las Vegas and to have this giant Shangri-La of a stadium out there right on the Las Vegas Strip.
Well, I like that very much. I like that very much. Poor
but
Oakland. They lose a football team and a baseball team to Vegas.
Well, they got Steph Curry for another couple years.
Right, until they move to Vegas.
He gets old, and then they're stuck with Andrew Wiggins or whomever's left on that roster.
But, like, as an aside, like, you know, Rob Manfred should care a lot more about, you know, young people enjoying baseball and all that stuff and whatever, whether he does or he doesn't. This is another avenue for them to capitalize on. They need to embrace the gambling. And it's not just who's going to win the game, but it's like the in-game gambling or player props, like just another reason to watch. So even if you don't add the pitch clock, even if you don't find ways to really speed up the game, which you should, but even if they don't and you have all right, you can easily bet Chris Sale 5.5 strikeouts, and you can do that. Or you can even do in-inning, like just live betting for baseball is going to help big time.
I'm completely with you. The issue in the in-game betting is you got to be able to do it in the park because the whole latency of television and things like that, and you're trying to bet on the fly, that has been the big issue.
Yeah, that's tricky. That's a good point.
But to your point, though, like look at hell, I'm in Gillette Stadium. What's behind me up a level?
Yeah.
It's that whole DraftKings parlor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's that, like if you're the Red Sox, you partner with, I think the MGM is their partner or something like that. All right, you're sitting in the ballpark and you can bing, like if you wanted to your point.
Yeah,
like,
pretty sweet.
Is this guy going to strike out here with the bases loaded? All right, pitching change, here we go. Can I go on my app and can I place that bet? And will Major League Baseball teams make it easy for me to do so by, you know, adding things like Wi-Fi that is actually of a good speed? Not, you know, the equivalent of, well, what was Fenway Park? Early 1900s? You know, don't give me Fenway Park type Wi-Fi.
No.
Give me current Wi-Fi that can zip and allow me to be able to make those kind of bets. And you're right. And I hate these kind of conversations suck because we do like baseball, but it just feels like there are plenty of people that are out there that are going to screw it up. Hey, don't screw up. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. You can subscribe to the pod as well at WEEI.com. And did you happen to see this story that came out yesterday that Major League Baseball apparently used two different balls last year? Now, I know last year was the spider tack year and all that, and there has been discussions in the past that Major League Baseball, since, you know, they own the company that makes the baseballs, did they alter them, wind them tighter, maybe change the little rubber ball in the middle of them, whatever it is, to be able to alter the baseball to get what they want? And Major League Baseball is out there with the commissioner being like, well, we are the upstanding people in this argument, and look at these players who are just being greedy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we tried to get a bunch of people interested in the game by changing the baseball so the balls flew out of the yard.
Don't worry about that. No. Don't worry about that.
Just going to blow by that
one,
right?
Neither here nor there. Yeah.
I mean, that is, honestly, though.
Magnum dong.
Thank you.
Is that a big deal anymore? Because baseball has been tinkering with the baseballs forever, but does that even, like, register on the radar of outrage for you?
No, but I think they just need to figure out, like, what is allowed, just so you don't have the players in season complaining because the rules all of a sudden, I know they were the rules, but when they're like really went into it, I just don't want that in, like, figure out whatever it is at the start of the year and be like, this is what's allowed, this is what isn't. If anything happens, there's no complaining. So you have the off season. Because you remember listening to Garrett Richards talking about, I got to learn how to pitch. Like, dude, you've been a major league pitcher for about 10 years, and now you have to learn how to pitch. But, like, all that stuff. So just as long as the hitters and the pitchers are aware of, like, all right, this is what we can and can't do at the beginning of the year, then I don't really care what they decided that it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, just set it. Even if you change it year to year, just set it for the year. You know, it's like the Ronco rotisserie barbecue, right? If you've ever had one of those, set it and forget it. And then we don't have to worry about it anymore. It's like a chicken in that Ron Popeil gimmick. By the way, did you ever have one of those?
No.
They're awesome.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. Well, really, and here's the genius about the late Ron Popeil, by the way, one of the best inventors ever. All he did was take, like, the broiler from an oven and put it in a rotisserie deal that was small that you could put in your kitchen, and it had, like, a reflective plate in it, and that's how it like, cooked the chicken. It
not
was
bad.
It probably took, it's like $5 to put it together, and the guy sold like 500 million units of it or something like that.
So I'm usually skeptical of the stuff that they try to sell you on TV, but I know you've had success with some of those things.
Oh, yeah. Some of them.
They seem like not legit.
In the outlets down at Foxwoods, they have a As Seen on TV store.
Yeah, and every time I see that logo, I'm always like, I don't know.
Have you ever gone in there, though?
I've seen the stuff, yeah.
No, like, have you ever gone to one of those stores?
No.
Where all of it is in there, right? Yeah, it's like Ron Popeil and all these different people and, like, all, like, it's just
wow.
Oh, my God. It might be the best place to go buy Christmas presents for people who have a television addiction.
That's true. They're like, oh, my God, I have seen this on TV.
Seriously?
Just like it says on the box. That's true.
It really is amazing. We will take your Red Sox calls at 617-779-7937. We're also going to get into Mac Jones and Josh Allen. Mac Jones got another award. We will get to that coming up. We got a really fun slow burn for you. Are the Celtics fun to watch? We'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. And, of course, we will talk to the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He will join us at 1:30. Right now, here is Spaz, ready to trend.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. Call 844-VA-CARES and learn more about the benefits you earned and deserve. Call 844-VA-CARES. Spaz.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Patriot safety Kyle Duggar has tested positive for COVID. I'm going to try to explain it real quick if he can play or not. If he was vaccinated and he tests negative two times within 24 hours, he can play.
You can't deny science.
Exactly, Mr. Hill. He can play. Now, if he did not get vaccinated, he's out for 10 days. Is that simple enough? Does everybody understand that?
I can wrap my head around that. Thank you.
Perfect. So he could play. We don't know. We'll find out soon. I'm assuming it takes about 18 to 24 hours to get your test results back. So we'll find out soon.
I'll tell you what, I'll walk down to the locker room and see if I can find out if Kyle Duggar's vaccinated. So
I would love to see what they would do to you if you tried to get in there. Oh, nobody, nothing there, huh? J.C. Jackson named J.C. Jackson named AFC Defensive Player of the Month. Mac Jones is named Offensive Rookie of the Month. That would be for the AFC. Major League Baseball is locked out. The Red Sox, they bounce Hunter Renfro. They sent him to Milwaukee for Jackie Bradley Jr. We got two prospects as well. Red Sox signed pitcher Rich Hill to a one-year deal. Oh, by the way, If we don't use this sound effect the next time we talk about this guy, Waka, if I don't hear Waka, 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 I'm quitting radio and everybody.
Waka, Waka.
Thank God. It's Radio 101.
Waka, Waka.
Pretty easy. Top five Muppet. Easy, too, by the way.
Who remembers the Muppets, though?
I do. How do you know? Love the Muppets.
Rich watches Muppets every morning.
All the time. I can't get enough of the Muppets.
When a guy like Waka gets signed, the first thing I thought was, I'm going to listen to all sports radio, and if someone doesn't play Waka, 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 everybody should be fighting.
They have not one, but two of the best Christmas specials of all time. A Muppet Family Christmas and a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol is the better.
Incredible.
I can buy that, but Keith, quick question.
Yeah.
Could your daughter pick out a Muppet or see it and say, ooh, that's a Muppet?
Sesame Street, yes. Muppet Care. We haven't watched the Muppet Show as much. Muppets, I think, is kind of more aimed a little bit more at adults. She's all in on Sesame, though, and there's some overlap there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Celtics beat the 76ers 88-87 last night at the Garden. The Seas take on the Jazz tomorrow night, and Utah tip-off is at 9. The Bruins have the Predators tonight. Puck drops at 8. Quick personal note. If my wife could please stop calling the effing show, I can't have you on the air. I love you, honey. I'll take out the trash. That's unless you guys want to have her on, but she keeps calling about something.
Well, does she got a take on
Renfro? No, she just wants to get on. She wants to give me a freaking hard time or something. And I'm like, hon, it's a sports radio show. I don't think they want to talk to you. So I'll take out the trash when I get home, babe. I love you. That's what's trending.
Mac Jones versus Josh Allen, round one. Keith and I discuss next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Make sure to keep Gresh and Keefe a part of your routine.
A wizard with the stick.
And if you miss a show, download the podcast at weei.com.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Audible! Red 80! Kill, kill, kill!
Hot route!
Yeah, I know. I didn't have anything after that.
That's good. That should be good.
Yeah, I was going to go to my old offensive system.
Omaha? But
it's the only thing that I can remember. You know, Czech Lion!
I think you're going left.
Yes, that's right. Ours was animals. Yeah. Ours was animals. We'll get to it. But Michael Irvin... The Playmaker is going to join us now on the Harbor One Hotline. Our friend Michael Irvin brought to us by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. By Feldman Geospatial, they get it right from the ground up at FeldmanGeo.com. By Falmouth Lumber, your Anderson window dealers, and by McFarland Energy. The Playmaker, Michael Irvin, is with us. And, man, it is killing us to have to wait until Monday night for the Patriots and the Bills. Michael Irvin, who is this game bigger for, the Bills or the Patriots on Monday night?
I mean, that's such a great question to start off with. Who is this game bigger for, the Bills or the Patriots? How do you even go into that? Do you go to right now when you're saying the Bills haven't had a chance and hadn't been on top forever, so it must be bigger than them? Or do you go to yesterday and yesteryear where you're saying this is the Patriots putting the luster back on their – back on who they are? That's just a fascinating call. Now, if I answer the question, I would have to say it's bigger for the team that hadn't been there in effort. When it's been take the four in the effort, that's what I'm talking about. but I would say probably the team that haven't been there forever in Buffalo. But in this sense, it's bigger for the Patriots because Buffalo thought they had a clear run for the next 5, 6, 7 years at least until the Patriots get back on track. And now Buffalo, they're realizing, man, that was a quick 5, 6, 7 year run. That was a run of about a 1 year run, and you're back in the hunt right now, fighting this team for first place. That's going to be it's the best game of the week. When you look at the whole schedule this week, it's not only the big game in New England, it's the best game on the slate.
Michael, is there one team in the AFC that stands out to you as better than everybody else?
Is there any team, one team that I say that stands out to me that's better than anybody else? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And every team has a flaw. And seriously, and I interviewed Lamar Jackson. I'm going to interview him today, and I was talking to him about all of the opportunities that I was talking to him about doing my podcast, about all the opportunities he has in the AFC. The AFC is more wide open this year. Every team has a flaw, and any team can beat anyone. It's about hitting the right matchups.
Michael Irvin with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Michael, there's been a lot of talk about J.C. Jackson in these parts, as you can imagine. AFC Defensive Player of the Month. We wonder about him long-term here in New England. But I want to ask you, independent of J.C. Jackson, through the eyes of Michael Irvin, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, what makes a number one corner in the NFL?
And everything is about, okay, his – physical attributes, how quick is he, how fast is he. It's really about his mental attributes. The best corners think the game. They don't just play the game. Man, Deion Sanders was a beast because not only was I worried about him physically, I had to match him mentally. You know, the game that you play within the game. When Deion hears a check, he's trying to watch what feet I have, what foot I have up to see if I'm going, what route I'm going to run. I got to mess with those. I got to mess with my own tendencies to mess with his head. Those are the great ones, man. And, dude, J.C. Jackson is a whole different dude, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. That dude there, man. We got a few of them in this league. Yeah, God bless you, Davis, man. I feel so bad for that kid tearing his knee. But we got a few of these guys, man. But J.C. Jackson is absolutely one of the best guys in this league.
Michael, you mentioned every team in the AFC has at least a flaw, and I agree with you. What would you say the Patriots' flaw is?
Just youth at the quarterback position. That's it. Everything else is there. And that flaw is just something that you can continue to work on and get better. You got a good defense. You got a good run game. You play a physical brand of football, which is absolutely the problem. It's a physical brand of football. That's why it's going to be a good game Monday. But only the youth at the quarterback position. Each day is a graduation. what's stopping me from putting New England in the top spot right now in the AFC truly is, okay, if you guys are – if you're down 10, if you're down 14, can that young quarterback and the talent you have on the outside mount a comeback that will win a game? And I'm not talking about against Houston when you were down 13 in Houston. We ain't going to see the likes of Houston where we're talking about going. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about coming back on another team. And that's all part of the maturation process. I'm not saying you can't do it. I just haven't seen you do it, and that's the only thing I can hold against you.
Michael Irvin with us on the Harbor One Hotline here with Gresham Keefe. He's with us each and every Thursday breaking down the Patriots and the NFL. I know we're going to get into, at least around here, Michael, a lot of Mac Jones versus Josh Allen. Last year, Josh Allen MVP candidate. This year has slid back a little bit. What do your trained eyes tell you about the kind of year Josh Allen is having this season?
And it always happens like this, you know. You go and you sign for $250 million. And everybody feels like they have to show why they gave you $250 million. Now you want to try to put too much on the quarterback. And that's not and the quarterback's trying to do too much because he wants to show the world that he's worthy of the deal he's got. All of that takes away from the process and the maturation process of a quarterback. Buffalo has to get back to, like, trying to play some small ball sometimes. I mean, they don't even try to run the ball that much. And it seemed like every play they wanted to make a big, great, dynamic play. Just like Kansas City had to learn, hey, let's drop this ball off. This is what defenses are doing. A lot of defenses are saying, no more beating us with all these big plays. Let's see if you can matriculate the ball down the field. And Buffalo just had decided to do that. They still want to try to take what they want to take instead of take what they're giving you.
Where are you at on Kansas City? They started out kind of slow, and everybody's questioning the defense. Mahomes was throwing a lot of picks. But are they still one of the top teams in your mind in the conference?
Well, right now, yes, because you see the defense playing the way they're playing, and you know, Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce. Regardless to them not playing where they want to play, at any time they can explode. I mean, any time. Mm-hmm. At any time they can explode and be right back to where they want. We know experience won't be a problem. So yeah, you put them back up there because you know if they get the confidence back in their offense to match what now they are doing on defense, yeah, they can be a formidable.
Michael Irvin, the question of the week for Michael Irvin is sponsored by the Ketchus Law Group with offices across New England. Ketchus Law Group has won over $1 billion for their injured clients since 1986. At Ketchus, you pay nothing unless they win. Get your free legal evaluation at KetchusLaw.com, 508-321-7000. Michael Irvin, tonight, it is Thursday Night Football, Cowboys and the Saints. There's no Alvin Kamara for the Saints. What do you make of tonight's matchup, and in particular, your Cowboys with what's going on with them as of late?
Well, I've told people to this point that I'm not really worried about the Cowboys. Oh, are they out of the Super Bowl race now? They've lost two in a row. Absolutely not. Those teams that they just lost to, they won't see again unless they make it to the Super Bowl. Right now, the record in the NFC is what you're focusing on. You focus on winning the division, winning the conference, getting the Super Bowl, winning the championship. And they're winning the division, and the record is great right now in the conference. They just got to keep going. Now, this is a huge game, and I'm so worried about this game. Because, I mean, at all the places I've ever been to play football, the only place that made me say, oh, my God, all right, we lost this game. Let's just get out of here. It was right here where I am right now. We were in this dome, this super dome. And, hey, they were raking us. I mean, they were raking us, killing us, beating us down. And I looked across like, dang. I said, boy, they were so loud in that dome, dog. I was like, God, you can't hear anything. I said, what? Troy was talking, I said, what? What do you say? I was like, all I could think about is, man, let's just let this one go and get out of here. Like, I never said that in my life. Like, I had no hope for us coming back amidst all of that noise and that ruckus. And I don't know. I watched what the Cowboys went through in Kansas City with that noise. They had all kinds of issues. I don't know if that's going to match. That's an outdoor stadium, and it's going to be scary to watch. So yeah, this is going to be a game to watch. It's going to be a tough game for the Cowboys to win. I was at the Mavericks game last night. The Mavericks played the Pelicans here. And as I was leaving, of course, everybody was trying to take pictures and everything. So I stopped and took pictures with everybody. And then I said, wait, let me just say something to everybody here. I held court. I said, hey, all of you Falcons fans, stop playing. Y'all know y'all ain't going nowhere. Just stop playing. This is not your year. I said, you live right next door to us. You want to be neighbors and good neighbors? Like, we were good neighbors. We let you come to the stadium. We let you practice at it. Be good neighbors and lay you down in this game. You don't need this game. You're not going anywhere. Just let us win this game. Go home. Don't be so high to play. You know? They were like, no, Michael. No. It was so much fun, man. I was there. One dude was yelling with me. I said, hey. I said, it's Wednesday. I get enough of that yelling back and forth on Monday. I'm not taking it on this Wednesday. You just be quiet and listen to me. You know what I mean? Having fun with them, man. I love how people get so intensely engrafted with these games, man. Like, I can imagine what's going on in New England right now. Going to play Buffalo. Buffalo thought they had it. And, oh, Joker, we finna play for first place again. You don't think in Buffalo that they sitting there saying, how did this happen? We were supposed to be.
Well, Michael, the best part is they play the Patriots this week, and then the Bills have to play Tom Brady and the Bucks the next week. So Brady could knock them out of the division again.
Right, and then come back again and play the Pats again. All right, so as all that hard work and all that old good feelings in Buffalo, you're right back to where you were. You got to go through this. These same people, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, to get to where you want. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
It really is. Our best to Lamar Jackson in your chat with him tonight, Michael Irvin, and we'll talk to you next week, friend. Thank you much.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I can't wait for that game. That will be the one. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right, Michael. Well,
there goes Michael Irvin, who had a little schedule change today, so we slide him up in the rotation. Joining us here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, and anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Let's go slow and burn it down.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI. Did the show move too fast for you today?
Monongahela River.
And let's slow it down.
Probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing.
Welcome to this week's Gresh and Keefe Slow Burn.
Slow Burn, as always, is brought to you by Brennan's Smoke Shop. Brennan's has 9 locations in Massachusetts and just opened their newest shop in Hudson, New Hampshire. Visit Brennan's for the best selection of cigars. Here we go. Slow Burn on Gresh and Keefe.
All right, Gresh, return to the Greg Hill Show for this one. Our friend Jermaine Wiggins telling a story about a hot tub.
I'm more concerned about you coming back from the hip injury.
Right.
Yes.
I just got a text from your wife.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is serious.
Yes. She texted me saying that I said it was the I have a tear.
All right, so hold on a second. So,
because
Wiggy, as you know, he's got a little hitch in his giddy up. He's been walking around recently. Yeah. He doesn't seem to be at 100%. I think if he was playing on Sunday, he'd probably be doubtful, but he could still do the radio show. So the questions have come up about what's going on with him. So he's not only trying to tell the story, but apparently Greg is getting some inside information from Mrs. Wiggins as well.
Oh, you have a tear?
Yeah. Wiggy has a torn hip flexor.
Yeah.
And he's lying about the injury because it happened in a hot tub. I told you I misjudged, and I didn't know my wife was going to do this, but I misjudged the depth. If you ever remember the it's hot in the hot tub, so I put one foot in, obviously to feel the temperature of the hot tub. And then as I'm holding on to the bar and I'm leaning and I'm squatting down with one leg and the other one reaching for the step, it's like a single leg squat motion.
So again, just trying to describe it. So he's getting
motion.
So he's getting into a hot tub, but he still has a hand on the railing, and yet one foot's in, I guess, just to see how hot it is, James Brown style, and then the other one, I guess, must have just slipped.
Okay.
So I think that's what we're looking at here.
I'm a little confused on this because if Wiggy, say Wiggs is getting in the hot tub, right?
Yeah.
And he's looking at it face forward and he goes right leg over the side in first, right?
Sure.
And if he's trying to feel or whatever, can't you just flop in the tub? Can't you just flop in the water?
Yeah,
and
but
avoid?
Some of them, like, they have like a seat around, and I guess if you're not careful, you could kind of wipe out. You would think all the water would brace the fall a little bit.
Exactly.
It's not like you're diving in from the roof. You're kind of stepping in, but I don't know. He's got a little bit more to the story here.
And that's when I heard like ripping a grind.
Oh,
whoops.
Boy. Oh.
Yes. Oh, and I came right back up and I felt like, oh man.
Did you get mouth to mouth?
So I can't confirm nor deny that you mouth to mouth. But I still don't understand. Because, Matt, can you imagine sitting in a hot tub when somebody like Jermaine Wiggins comes walking in, slips, and then just injures himself? But I would imagine a lot of the water ending up outside of the tub as well.
Oh, yeah. Because
if he's going in hard, he's splashing around, not really able to brace himself. But that's a new one.
Where was he?
You know what that is? That's a baseball injury. Somebody getting hurt, getting into a hot tub. That is a baseball player
injury.
It's
like JD stepping on second base and blowing out his ankle.
Is this at
his house or was this at a resort? Like, were there a lot of people there laughing at him or was it?
Good question. I don't know.
I think it might have been at the gym, maybe?
He doesn't go to the gym, guy.
At a Y?
Does he have a hot tub in his house, though? I mean, the first I've heard of that. He's still trying to get a bidet, so I don't think he's got a hot tub
yet. I think he did get one. I think he got one.
Yeah,
sprays.
He got like a knockoff, like a only seen on TV one is what I'm guessing he got.
Install yourself bidet.
straight to home video bidet.
It's a Super Soaker 250.
Now, I would be worried if someone owned a bidet and a hot tub and had it in the either same area, same house, because
there needs to be some sort of
do you just skip the bidet and hop in the hot tub? You know what I mean?
There's got to be a process to get in there.
Guys, it's cool to pee in the hot tub.
It's not.
It definitely is. That's what chlorine is for.
It's definitely not.
Peeing in the shower is totally fine. Yeah, Spaz, there's also chlorine in my pool. And you know what happens if you pee in it?
Red
you either
dye,
get thrown out
the
or
red
it turns,
dark quote?
The water turns purple. That's right.
That's
it
right.
really it's is true. Yeah. You have to tell that to every kid who goes to get in your pool so that you scare the crap out of them. But, yeah, Keith, I'm with you. I think maybe on our abbreviated edition of NFL Sunday on Monday, right before the Patriots-Bills game.
We'll have to ask him about it.
We might need to take 5 minutes
and ask him.
Yeah. Like, because you're right. The physics of this really does matter.
Yeah,
because Jermaine is not a small person.
No, and we can also ask Wiggy and Fourier about the most embarrassing injuries they've had. I'm sure there's something there. And they even played through it. Doesn't matter. But just something that they were embarrassed to sort of share with the trainer.
I'm going to say that Wiggy has none, because
he just had this one.
But you're talking about like when they played.
When they played,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, Fourier's going to win that one. Oh, yeah. You know that he had something where he bagged out. Wiggs is like, man, Wiggs will fight you in the street if you mess with him. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of a different mentality.
Fourier didn't miss a lot of time in his career. He played every week.
No, he didn't. He's still waiting for those touchdown passes that Mike Vrabel sharked from him. He was pretty upset about that last weekend. It was actually kind of funny. I know you weren't a part of NFL Sunday. By the way, Slow Burn brought to you by Brennan's Smoke Shop. Brennan's has 9 locations in Massachusetts, just opened their newest shop in Hudson, New Hampshire. Visit Brennan's for the best selection of cigars. We love you, Jeff Brennan. Thank you, brother. We head to the top of the hour. Rich Keith asked a question in our little text string that really made us pause.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.